In an auto accident?
Yeah, they both went to the hospital. Barry had a punctured bone in his lung and stuff like that. He was getting the food right now.
Are you serious?
I just got off the phone with him like 5 minutes ago. I said, I don't know if he knows what was going on.
Okay. Do you know which he's in? You know which division he's in?
Not yet, but he got his phone. He got his phone. So he called me on the phone. So
All right, I will reach out to him today.
The people he can manage, they was in the car going crazy. People first, you know, they got people going crazy. They think they try to get on a bad ride, and they ran into her and them and kept going. And the police was right behind them, and the police caught him. The fool got the guns with him and everything. Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it's not any more tragic than what it is.
That's an old piece, man.
Okay.
And
how are you doing?
I'm worried about my family, but I'm all right. I'm good, man. I gotta do this. No matter what the price is,
I'm just going to go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Well, I'm glad you shared that information. I did not know. I did not hear. And I have not been on Facebook this morning, so I didn't get any indication, but I'll get in touch with her this afternoon.
That's
my boy there. Okay. Thank you for letting me know that. All right. Sweetheart, how you doing this morning?
Well, that you have to teach us, serve, and so on, so we can all in prayer. And Alex, and all of us individually collectively. And it's pretty good all the same little thoughts and keep our little hands in God's big hands and understand that all our trials and tribulations, God is in us.
Amen. Amen. We're coming strong this morning already. So, Brother Brian, you got any prayer requests, Doc? Can you type them in? I see Denise is coming on right now. Still working on her audio. Big D, what's happening this morning?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Got any prayer requests?
Just to be the best pray for my family. Both out there as a whole, individually and collectively, my dad, my siblings, my children, my grandchildren, my co-workers that's going through trials and tribulations. Let's pray for everyone.
Amen. Amen. We're all standing in need of prayer. That's definitely for sure. All right. Denise, did you get your audio connected?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here. I can't see. Oh, I see the phone. I just didn't see the other. Okay. I had it backwards. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I didn't get a chance to mention it last week, but I'm enjoying your book. I've got halfway through it already, and very much so. So I'll give you some comments on it when I complete it, but I definitely wanted to give you kudos for that. And that's outstanding.
Okay. I'm trying to say to anybody that you guys run to or whatever you want to do, I'm trying to encourage people that if they ever want to write a book and put it on Amazon, it's not that difficult. So it's really pretty simple. In fact, we get the platform and all this work to be done. Maybe that did it for me and did all the editing and all that stuff. It only costs you $80-some completely.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. And did you have any other prayer requests this morning?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Brian says he's got the same old thing. All right, Brian. We're going to continue to pray for you. I know you're still mourning your mother, your wife, I mean, excuse me. And you always want to pray for your mother, Martha. And things are going well. How's the dog doing? How's the dog? Y'all been on any excursions lately? He tapped in, let me know. And y'all need to see Brian be rolling down in Lincoln Park. He's rolling down the street. Sister Becky, how are we this morning?
Hey, how's everybody?
Well, marvelous.
Hey.
You and Daryl got any prayer requests today?
This is going to be very interesting. Can you hear me?
I certainly can.
We are dealing with all sorts of financial things right around in here, trying to keep things going.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, or a couple days ago, at our home in Edmonton, we just learned that every time someone uses the bathroom, it comes up in our basement.
Oh no! Oh no! What a surprise! Oh no!
You can imagine the smell and the look. I won't get graphic. Just understand it's coming up in the basement.
Lord have mercy.
When we walk downstairs, so we had to get this shipped. And we were anticipating having a drop. I'm anticipating.
Right.
This is a thing that the Great Wall continues to provide the resources that we need. We are blessed that we have the resources, but given everything else that is going on, that was just kind of a tough.
Certainly.
It's great. We always understand our voices and that when
sound of my skills together and turn out to put my album.
Hey, Jay, we need to step back.
Whoever has that going on in the back room, if you can mute that, please. Thank you so much. All right, go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, just, you know, just to see that we have the resources to address all the things we're facing. I mean, it's always something.
Right.
For surgery, we got to buy a new refrigerator, we have to buy a new air conditioner. Yeah, so, it's time that we have quite a few of the money. Unanticipated.
Yeah.
And we just
try
to hang in there.
I do understand. It's a juggling act, and wow. But man, that to have the bathroom situation, we're gonna continue to pray on that one, Doc. Definitely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a sewer situation, and appetizing is quite a word. Sister Becky, you were saying?
After worship service, I would be heading out there, putting on some boots, and trying to create space for the plumber to work tomorrow.
Lord have mercy. Okay. All right, yeah, we will keep you guys in prayer. That is crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Was there any kind of digging or anything going on in your area that, you know, that may have hit something?
100 years old. The house of an old lady. She's got old lady.
There you go. Okay. You know, well, it's a blessing to get old. I mean, it can be inconvenient as well. But Carl, how are we doing this morning? Doc?
Good. I hope everyone is doing the same.
Well, it's so good to hear your voice. Hey, is Mom around there?
No, she's downstairs. I'm upstairs.
Okay. You got any prayer requests today?
No, just general prayers. Again, for the little thing I think they had the funeral yesterday. I talked with several people and they told me about Google, so you remember him.
Yeah.
He was pretty close in general.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk to Pop a little bit on Friday, so he's recovering. We just have to keep him in prayer. Definitely. As you get older, it's not always that easy to just bounce back like you used to. I see DJ Lyles is on with us this morning. So he's asking for prayers for himself and for his family through Facebook Live. And Bam Cox is on this morning. What's going on, man? How you doing, Bam? And good to see you. I know, are you a Lakers fan or what? So we'll see what's happening. If your team actually won, we'll talk. But just glad to see you. Others that are coming in, I can see that they have that common word. So we definitely want to say a prayer for them as well. All right. Let's see. Brian said he used to live in Evanston as well. Okay, Brian. I know you're down in Lincoln Park now. We used to stay over there. Evanston's a nice area. Definitely a nice area to live in. All right. Marie, did you have another comment or something? I saw your hand up.
No? Okay, thank you.
Okay. Did I miss anyone? All right. Well, let's get to have a word of prayer this morning. I'm going to ask Dr. Cheeks to give us a word of prayer this morning, and then we will get started.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Father God, we just are thankful for